Live from Denver
in high definition.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. 1-888-99-IDOBI. Facebook.com/EJC Show. EJC Show on Twitter. And now, Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
We're the best.
Three friends that anybody can have.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Here we are, live on Adobe Radio. Big show tonight. Lots to get to, actually. My headphones. I need to turn these up, but I can't. Where am I?
I can hear you. I think we all have plenty of Eddie. Don't worry about it.
Turn me down. I'm just going to leave the rest of the show.
Lower.
There we go. Is everybody sounding good? There we go. Anyways, big show.
I can still hear you. I think you need to come down.
Okay. Bring that down just a little bit further.
Oh, yeah. Just all the way to zero.
All the way. Okay. There we go. How about just a little bit?
Perfect. Jason, how's that sound to you?
Dandy.
Yeah, that's sound great. Good? Welcome to the Jason and Chris Show.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Featuring producer Eddie. You've got your hands full with the technical shit. You just leave the creative to Jason and
Maybe I'll just press buttons.
Maybe we should try a show like that once.
You guys are welcome Eddie. To. Welcome to. Next time I'm out of town, you guys.
You always say that, but we're not going to.
You may have to if there's a sponsor.
No, we'll do one when you're in town and you just don't say anything.
Don't plan any trips while when we have sponsors.
You don't.
I don't.
But we're all here, though. That's cool. Oh, we have a prize to give away. Everybody's excited about this on Twitter. We have an all-time low Glamour Kills skateboard signed by all-time low. We're going to have Marky from all-time low calling into the show in a little bit. Big prize. You'll be able to call in and win this thing. So if you're an all-time low fan.
Yeah. I thought we had Marky from Glamour Kills.
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
No, you said all-time low.
That's what I meant. Yeah, Marky from Glamour Kills. Thank you.
Good catch, Jason. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we don't have any of all-time low on this station, or on the show, I mean, and station.
Elephant in the room.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's a great prize, though. And
huge prize.
Yeah. Giving it away right here on the EJC show for Adobe.
I'm a little, we have some listeners in the EJC VIP that are saying their schedules are changing with school starting and they can't listen on Mondays anymore. This is a little sad.
Aw. This is like a bond.
We're losing a couple of them. What are we going to do? We're going to be down.
Say adios.
So we need some new people in the EJC VIP. You can go to adobe.com/EJC VIP. Get in there. And actually, that's a good way to know when we're giving away this all-time low signed skateboard is if you're in our chat room. You'll get the scoop before we even announce it on the air. So adobe.com/EJCVIP. So head in there. Somebody made this for us. I thought this was cool. Check this out.
Yeah. EJCVIP. Come on, let's go. Show. It's a comedy show, come on, let's go. Every Monday night, 8 p.m. live. Interviewing bands and having a great time. EJC, VIP. We're the best on the air, take a seat. Eddie, JC, and Chris Show. Come tune in, come on, let's go.
It's actually not bad.
I like it.
Whoever this is, that's some pretty decent rhymes.
That was Fish.
That was actually Snoop Dogg. He sent that in for us. Yeah,
it's dog with one G though.
Yeah, Snoop D-O single G,
single D.
But yeah, so that's pretty cool. You guys like that?
to hear it, I'm glad I heard it.
And you were cringing during the playing of that, Chris.
For a second, it was a little bit. Maybe it made me slightly self-conscious. Like,
did it make you uncomfortable that somebody's singing about you?
Yeah, it was just a little bit awkward in that way, but not bad. Thank you, Fish, if that was...
I don't know.
Fish or...
No, that wasn't fixed.
Yeah, no,
it was
okay.
A joke.
Well, I don't know.
Why does that
know.
Make you feel? That's not the first time somebody's written a song about you. Wasn't Alanis Morissette's "You Ought to Know About You"? Or was that Dave Coulier on Full House? I get you guys confused.
There's one and the same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Alanis Morissette was regularly raping me when I was 10 in 1994.
Right.
Yeah.
He's Dave
She got
Coulier.
Pretty pissed about it, too. Like, it was my fault.
Speaking of 1994, you know they're bringing back Surge? Coca-Cola's bringing back Surge.
About fucking time.
Yeah, everybody... If
Surge
you
is the original Red Bull.
It kind of is. Like, they would get hopped up on this when you were you know, elementary school, middle school. Mm. You go crazy on a Surge because there's so much caffeine in it. And,
I feel
toward a couch for some reason. That was their original, like, TV spot.
It was what? You tear a couch?
No, like a bunch of kids, like, running... Like, teenagers running towards a couch while somebody's yelling Surge.
Right.
And, like, just, like, tearing up the cushions or something. I don't know.
Horrible. Wow. I always thought I never it tasted gross.
I can't remember that. But
I kind of liked it. I think... Wow. Yeah, I was sort of joking, but it did kind of have a Red Bull flavor before Red Bull.
When it comes when it comes back and it's available, we should get Chris like you know, a couple 2 liters and see if he can drink them in a show.
Pour some
that'd be
Everclear
good.
In them, shake them up, and make some homemade Four Loko.
some ghetto Four Loko, I like it. You should
ghetto Four Loko. It's a bit redundant.
You can't say that. Now Coca-Cola's going to pull the plug on that.
Oh.
Resurgence.
Oh, yeah. Four Loko's back.
Is Four Loko back?
I don't think so.
What, everybody's like so nostalgic these days. Like, you'll be able to drink a Surge while watching the new Full House. And like,
well,
I'm waiting for Zima to come back.
Zima?
I was too young to try it. And I've always just been...
You never had the pleasure of drinking a Zima.
I've been fascinated. Ugh. What the fuck is the flavor of that?
And you want to be a Zima guy.
Yeah, I think that would be the height of irony.
Yeah.
Everybody would hate me. It'd be great.
This is why I'm embarrassed.
I wouldn't have to talk to anybody. I would be like...
Zima guy.
This is why I'm embarrassed to go out with Chris. He drinks Zima. He wants to drink Zima. But right now his staple's Mike's Hard Lemonade, and it's ridiculous.
On the rocks with a little straw.
And a lemon twist.
Yeah.
It's yummy.
Huh. Like Mike, who orders Mike Hard Lemonade over rocks?
I get fucked up.
I don't want a half of those.
I think it makes it look
drunk.
Classier. It makes it
and he wears a
gin and tonic quality.
He wears a smoking jacket while doing it.
Right.
Of course I wear a fucking smoking jacket. Why wouldn't I wear a goddamn smoking jacket?
Well,
you're a unique individual. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Well, we do have a guest, Blacklist Royals. Coming up here on the show. These guys are a really cool band. They have a really interesting backstory, actually. Going to talk to them here in a little bit. But first, our sponsor, DraftKings. Yes. Jason, you ready for football?
I'm so ready for football.
Yeah.
Are you ready for football?
I'm ready. I'm ready. But
how about Chris? Are you ready for football? You ready for some fantasy football?
You bet.
Yes, your season-long fantasy football lineup is locked in and ready for action, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test starting, yesterday. Starting now at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site, where you could kick off the season by winning $2 million. Or do they mean, they just say Sunday. Starting Sunday at DraftKings.com. I'd like a date on this, please, somebody.
Yeah, it's a bit ambiguous.
So Sunday.
It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million of prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want, and turn you love...
Your love.
And turn your love of football into a life-changing payday.
Oh, boy.
Just pick your players... Pile up the points and pick up your cash. That's it.
You've never experienced football like this. It isn't fantasy as usual. It's DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. So go to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code EJC and play for free for a shot at part of $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. That's EJC for free entry now. DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. EJC promo code.
There you go.
There you have it. Thanks, DraftKings.
I'm going to kick all your butts this season.
Yeah, we're getting our league details together.
Bring it.
We're talking about we might have an EJC league. We're going to look into it. No promises.
Might
but,
bring some listeners into this thing if we can figure out how the hell to do it exactly. We don't know.
So jump in the EJC VIP and make yourself acquainted, because we'd probably drop the details for that there first.
And what's the web address for that again?
That's idobe.com/EJCVIP.
There you go. Okay, should we... let's just jump into the interview, shall we? I was going to hit a song, but screw it.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's just do this. I'm going to call him here live on the air. We're going to talk to Nat. He's in Blacklist Royals, a really cool band. I'm going to call him.
You're such a rebel, Eddie.
Why not? Look. Hello. Hey, it's the it's Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. You're live on Adobe Radio. Do you have Nat here?
Hey, man. This is this is Nat from Blacklist Royals. What's up, man?
Nat, how are you?
Man, I'm good, dude. I'm just kind of kicking back. We've been getting ready for tour earlier today, and I mean, I'm just kind of like taking the day to chill before we leave town, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You know, laboring on this Labor Day, but, you know, can't complain overall. So you guys are going, does that deserve a hey-o? Maybe that does deserve a little hi-o on
Yeah, let's do it.
I can't
Is
get
it over. Ready?
No, it's not
God
ready.
God damn it. Why do you? Thank you. Don't tease things you can't. Give us a payoff for.
You never know what we're going to do next. We might hit hails. Anyways, Nat from Blacklist Royals. How you doing, man? So your band here is really cool. Actually, it's you and your twin brother are in this band, right? And a couple other guys.
Yeah. It's me and my twin brother, Rob. And then we have two other guys. Devin plays bass, and then Nigel plays keys.
So what are you guys about?
Just rock and roll, man. I don't know. That's a pretty broad question.
Rock and roll.
I like to keep them open-ended. You know, no yes or no's here. You got to work.
I've got a fear of commitment, man. I like to leave all my answers pretty open-ended.
Yeah.
Good way to do it.
But, you know, man, I mean, we're just like a, you know, rock and roll, punk rock band, man. I mean, you know, we're just, and like I said, man, we've been prepping to go out on the road. We leave for tour on Wednesday, so I'm just really stoked to get back out there. We're hitting it really hard, like, for the end of the year, so we're pretty much going to be on tour for the rest of 2015, which is rad, and I'm, like, really looking forward to it.
Man, that is quite the commitment.
Yes. So, now, what made you and your brother interested in music to begin with, if we were to dial it back?
Oh, we're all right. Well, if we're going back in the time machine, man, I don't know. I think, you know, we were both just kind of like, we weren't, you know, our parents weren't musical, and we weren't, you know, like, we maybe took like piano lessons when we were 7 years old or something. But I think we just, you know, I heard punk rock when I was 13 years old, and it was just like, this is it. I mean, we only started playing music to be in a band. Like, there was never any, like, I just, like, the thought of just playing a guitar or something never appealed to me. It just being in a band is what appealed to me, I guess.
I never understood.
Yeah, I don't.
I never understood those kids who, like, learned to play guitar so they could, like, whip it out once a year and annoy everybody at a party.
Dude, yeah, it's totally fucking weird. I can't even imagine. I mean, it's kind of a trip to think back about that, but yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, we just saw, I remember seeing like maybe like a Rancid music video on MTV one morning before I went to school or, you know, and we were already kind of like connecting with like the skateboarding, counterculture type stuff. So, yeah, man, I mean, you know, once we kind of just discovered punk rock and it was really kind of in its heyday, in my formidable years or whatever, you know, so even in, yeah, we're from like a small town in West Virginia, but like even then, like we could, you know, we kind of still found it. And yeah, man, I mean, I just, you know, there was something about it that just kind of spoke to both of us, that we were like, this is what we want to do. We just want to play in a band.
That's awesome. Well, so your brother, I guess he was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer right at 17, and that's kind of shaped your guys' music and your songwriting a lot. He's okay now though, right? Correct?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's okay now. I mean, he has, you know, he's got health issues that affect him, I mean, every day of his life. I mean, he's got, you know, one lung and all kinds of just like health problems that are because of, you know, those surgeries and that time and all that chemotherapy and whatever. But, Yeah, man, he's doing well now. And the last, our full length that came out last year, I mean, all of that record was essentially, you know, about him being sick and about just kind of that time in our lives. And yeah, so it was kind of just really, you know, we just kind of went back into that world as far as songwriting went. So it definitely had a huge impact, you know, on that record and on the band. And then, you know, going in to do that record and, you know, working in the studio and kind of working that album out, I think, you know, kind of shaped how the band was going to sound like from then on. I felt like we really found our sound when we did that record last year. So we've actually been in the studio working on new stuff that's going to be, you know, hopefully coming out sometime relatively soon. So yeah, man, I mean, I feel like we really, you know, the band is like going to be from that record on. And I feel like we really kind of not only tapped into something that made us, you know, stand out a little bit as songwriters, but also kind of, you know, keyed into, you know, something that made Blacklist Royals a little more unique and a little bit more of our own thing.
You brought it back to the tour for a second, and you said that you're basically going to be heading out till the end of the year. How do you prepare for such a huge tour like that, just mentally? You know, that has to be pretty daunting.
Dude, you just, I mean, well, there, it's not like one huge tour. We're actually, I think, going to be doing like three different tours, but they're just like, you know, there's like a week spaced in between. So pretty much, man, you just save up as much money as you can beforehand and then just kind of prepare yourself for it. But I mean, you know, Rob and I have been touring since, we did our first U.S. tour like, you know, 12 years ago or something. So, and the band, I mean, even maybe to our detriment, right when Blacklist Royals started, all we used to do was just, you know, tour, and we'd always be on the road. And even if that meant playing basements or fucking bars to two people or whatever, I mean, you know, we've always kind of been road dogs, and that's kind of the adventure of it, which, you know, is more of the appeal to me. Like, I'm not necessarily interested in just like, you know, I would never want to be like a studio musician or something. Like, I like to make music and then go out and, you know, perform it. And, you know, that's when I really feel like, you know, alive, I guess I should say. So preparing mentally to go on tour is a lot easier than, you know, being home and not knowing what to really do with yourself.
Right. Do you ever regret, you know, not having just, like more of a quote unquote normal life where, you know, you have a girlfriend, a dog, a house?
Does he not have those things?
Yeah, I don't know. I assume, I mean, you don't have any of that stuff.
$10 says he has one of the three at least.
I think you could still have, you can still have all that stuff and be a touring musician. You just kind of have to, you know, I mean, it just is like, you can't really walk it halfway. And that's the thing, I guess, that becomes difficult, like, as you get older, is to, you know, kind of set your life up so you can still make the other things work. But I mean, you know, I feel like if I was around all the time, anybody would probably get sick of me anyway. So, you know, I think it's like, it's, you can have that stuff, but I, man, you know, I've never regretted, you know, playing, you know, music or being a touring musician or anything like that. I mean, it's like I said, man, I mean, I was just kind of like, you know, we set our lives on this course when we were young, and then, you know, didn't look back. And I mean, I see some people, like, I feel like, you know, sometimes when people just are kind of floundering and they don't really know what they want, you know, to me, I feel like that would be really freeing, because there's really only just been like one thing that I wanted to do. And it just happens to be an industry where it's like incredibly difficult to succeed. So, right. You know, it can be kind of a hassle sometimes, but I've definitely never regretted it.
So you're kind of like a, old hand or vet in the scene, and you've done quite a bit of touring, you were saying, and I'm sure you don't want to badmouth anybody, you know, I'm sure you play a lot of the same venues when you go on tour, but is there any place where you feel that the punk scene maybe is a little bit I don't know how to say this, a little bit sick maybe, or any place whose scene kind of rubs you the wrong way, maybe a little too aggressive or aggro or something?
Man, that's like a really tough question to answer, man. I mean, honestly, it just kind of, I think it's less about kind of the areas, and it's more about the bands we're on tour with.
Well, let me rephrase it.
Do
you find that punk really is a uniting thing, and punks are the same wherever you go, or does each scene definitely have its own contours and qualities to it?
I feel like maybe like each scene kind of has its own thing going on. I mean, there's like a weird, you know, I mean, there's like I said, I mean, I'm from West Virginia, right? So I'm just, there's like the weird kind of Southern, like more like hillbilly type punk type people, you know, and that's kind of got its own thing going on. And then, you know, you get out to the West Coast and clearly it's like a totally different thing. And, you know, I mean, it's all kind of different, but honestly, man, I mean, as far as people that come to our shows and stuff, we've really, I mean, there's definitely been some like bad situations over the last couple of years, but it's never been like a group type thing. It's always been like
individuals.
There's one person. Like one person is wasted and, you know, pushes his girlfriend over a merch table or something crazy like that, which yeah. I mean, all that stuff happens, but
that's,
it's usually
cool.
just like individual people. I will say we did play in Miami one time, and we got essentially kicked out of our own dressing room because a bunch of people from the show came back and were like doing drugs back there, and we just came back and were like, are you guys supposed to be back here? And then I went to talk to the promoter, and they were all doing you know, drugs at the bar, and I'm just like, well, I mean, this is cool that everybody's like doing lines of cocaine, but like my computer's back there. you know what I mean?
Leave my computer out of the cocaine nonsense.
You know, so, but I mean, dude, it's usually just random stuff like that. I mean, for the most part, like everybody's super cool and you know, like once in a while you get one dude that's going to be an asshole at a show. But I mean, for the most part, I think, you know, it's kind of like a uniting thing.
Do you ever get those dudes that are like, I saw you looking at my girlfriend while you guys were playing. Not cool, bro.
Yeah, there are definitely those dudes. And hey, man, there will always be those dudes.
I guess
you know
so.
What I mean.
How do you deal with that situation? I mean, because I'm not a very confrontational person, and that
revenge,
I don't know,
sex.
How do you put up with that? Do you get in a fight with the dude? Do you engage him, or how do you defuse that situation?
We usually try to avoid weird physical altercations on the road. Only because, you know, like, you never know who you're messing with, and you never know whose friends are there. You know what I mean? But
yeah. That can't be good for a steady tour tempo. You know, hospital visits got to set you back a couple dates.
Yeah, I just, you know, usually when situations like that arise, I mean, I'd say, like, when we first started doing this, I would probably respond really terribly. But, I mean, you know, as you do it more and more often, like, you know, you get a little bit more patient about it, and 9 times out of 10, like, you're not drunk because you just got off stage or whatever. So, like, a lot of people in the crowd may be, you know, wasted and kind of acting like idiots. But, hey, man, you know, I've been that same wasted idiot at a show, so I try to give people a little bit of leeway, but sometimes they make that difficult. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you guys do any drinking before your shows at all in the band? Do you have a little bit of whiskey or anything like that?
Well, we try to whiskey. We've kind of taken off our own rider for some shows because, you know, it just kind of has a way of really just making things go dark when they don't need to.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. We all drink, and we like to, you know, I mean, there's no like, you know,
nobody's,
there's no like serious
off
drug use or anything. It's not like Keith Richards type shit. But I mean, you know, man, we like to have a good time and enjoy ourselves on the road. I mean, for the most part, we don't usually get I can't remember the last time I played a show like inebriated. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you guys
usually
are,
we try to keep.
You guys are pros.
Yeah, you're trying to kick it up a notch, and you guys are pros, as Chris says.
Yeah, we try to save that shit for after the set, for the most part.
Well, that's very responsible of you. Blacklist Royals, Nat, we've been talking to Nat here, and the album, it's available right now, right? The Dead Time Volume 1, Songs of the Cure.
Actually, that's, I think that come, like, those songs are going to go up for free download, I think, in a couple weeks. But our last record, Die Young With Me, is definitely available right now if anybody wants to check that thing out.
Oh, okay. So we have a song here that's on an album which is not released yet, it looks like.
Plain Song. Yeah, that, I mean, you can, the video and stuff's up and you can stream it online now. And then I think, like, later, in a couple weeks, we're putting all this up for free download. So anybody can download it for free. And we're going to have limited edition cassette tapes that come with free downloads also at all the shows that we're going to be doing over the next couple weeks. And there's only 100 of them, and they're hand numbered, and they're free when you buy either Die Young With Me or, like, a T-shirt or something. So, yeah, everybody should come out to the shows and grab one of those things.
Where can people go for to download the album?
They could, Die Young With Me is everywhere, man. I mean, Amazon, iTunes, just whatever, like, whatever people would prefer. And we have vinyls back in stock if anybody's coming to any of the shows we have coming up. And you can also still order vinyls and CDs off the internet. So pretty much just however people prefer to get their music, they can get that record.
Cool. Everybody go check it out. Blacklist Royals is going to be hitting the road here. Looks like you're mostly just on the East Coast, right? So if anybody's...
Yeah, we're doing East Coast, and then we're doing West Coast next month. And those dates, I think, get announced probably in the next couple weeks.
Cool. We'll be looking for those dates. You guys have a Denver stop in there? That's where we do the show from.
We do have a Denver stop in there. So,
excellent.
Yeah, you guys should come out, man. We should, you know... Maybe we'll, like, make an exception and break some whiskey out.
Let's
see what
do
happens.
It. Yeah, we'll bring some whiskey.
No, Eddie's banned from whiskey, too.
Yeah.
You guys could totally be that dude at the show that's, like, starting shit. Now you have your opportunity.
Here we go. I've been waiting for the perfect excuse.
Yeah, you've been waiting for the perfect excuse to do that.
I have.
Yeah.
This is it.
That's never happened.
Well, thanks for being on the show. We'll play out with Plain Song, and... thanks, man. Take care. Be safe on the road.
Hey, thank you guys, man. And hopefully I see you guys in Denver.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
All right, man. Later.
Later.
you for calling. Carrie, how may I help you?
Hi, I was calling, kind of an odd request, but I was wondering what you you do with the excess hair that is trimmed off one's head.
It goes in the garbage.
Well, is there any way that I could possibly collect some of this hair? Because I am 47 years old and I am going bald, and I cannot afford hair treatment.
And no, we're not allowed. That's not sanitary. We would not be allowed to do that.
I would wash it, and
no, we can't do that. Please help me.
Please help me.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Please, I'm a single man, and if I lose my good looks, I will have nothing.
I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to do that. I apologize.
I will wash the hair.
No, sir.
It'll be okay. I won't tell anybody where I got it unless it comes out really good, and then I will advocate for your business.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, okay. So I won't use your hair, but if I was to... Do you have any advice on how to attach hair trimmings onto my head? Like, can I super glue it?
You can go to a beauty supply store and buy hair.
Like real hair. Like, I don't want horse hair. I want human hair.
Yes, you can buy human hair.
Do you know how much human hair is going for?
I don't know. That would, you know, it depends on what kind it is. It varies. It varies in prices. But you would just need to go to your local beauty supply store and you can buy some.
Oh, well, I was kind of looking for fresh, organic hair.
Okay. I don't know anything about... anything about that, they would be able to help you there, okay?
Well, then answer me this. How would I attach this hair? Wood glue? Super glue? What do you think?
That would be something that a professional would need to do.
Well, you're a professional. You work at a hair place, don't you?
Sir, is there something else I can help you with? Because I'm with a customer right now, and
well, you can answer really my question.
This is really not my expertise.
Well, you can answer my question. I just want some advice. You seem like a very nice person.
Okay, well, I suggest that you talk to someone at the beauty supply store. That's my advice.
No, but I would like advice on how to attach this hair to my head.
I can't give you that information. That's what you would need to discuss with them.
Why are you holding back from me?
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show here. We're live on Adobe Radio. 1-888-99-ADOBE is the phone number. Also, EJCShow on Skype. And we are going to have... coming up here, your opportunity to win a signed Glamour Kills skateboarder, and signed by none other than the all-time low. Yes, the all-time low.
A signed skateboarder?
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I'm off my... A real human. A signed skateboarder. Tony Hawk. You get to take him home. No, it's a signed skateboard. I'm a little off my game today. I apologize. It's Labor Day. I should not be here.
You've been off for a week.
That's why I'm completely off. I'm still like... sort of on a vacation a little bit in my head.
You're on a Cheetos hangover.
I kind of am. on Skype, though, we have a guest here. Speaking of Glamour Kills, Marky from Glamour Kills. Everybody knows Glamour Kills and loves the clothing. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on the show. We haven't had you on this show before, have we?
No, never. I'm a first timer.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be on the show. It's, you guys are fun.
And that's about all we had for you.
That's it. See you guys later.
Yeah. No, we got a full program.
But Marky, you've done some pretty impressive stuff in your lifetime, I must say, with your Glamour Kills clothing company. Really cool stuff.
Thank you.
If we were to take it back to the moment you were inspired to start Glamour Kills, what was your life like?
Oh, terrible. Third world country. War-torn at the time,
right.
made it to the States when I was 18. I believed you for a second. Real story.
Oh,
I was 18. Kid that liked to go to shows growing up. Pizza delivery boy, dropped out of art school.
Good.
And my friend had a screen printing company at the time, and yeah, the rest is kind of history. I just kind of did it. I was doing design work for, for like a lot of bands at the time, like freelance, just for fun. And yeah, I had a bunch of design ideas, and I ran with it.
Now you're a genuine American entrepreneur, sir.
That's right.
Correct. I'm living the dream.
You're like Mark Cuban here. So when you were in art school and you dropped out, was that the best decision of your life?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I should say okay. It was community college for the first year, so it's not like I actually walked away from a real in debt filled degree program.
You don't have any student loan debt?
No, none. A lot of my friends, I'm 29 now, and a lot of my friends are like, "You don't have any student loan debt?" And I'm like, "No, man, I didn't go to school." And they're like, "Oh," and they want to like just punch me in the head.
This is great.
Like, I don't know what that is.
It's the American dream, really. You drop out of college, you say, "Screw my education," and look at you.
You have
your own
friend
company
with the press do all the work for you and rake it in.
Yeah.
That's the most important business lesson you can learn is how to exploit others.
Yes.
The labor of others. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, everyone.
Friend with a screen.
I get exploited. I'm not necessarily the exploitee-er.
Well, you started the company with like only $300 to $400, I understand. Now, most people will have $300 in their bank account and not imagine they can start a company. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, I definitely had help from like my friends who spotted me on printing the shirts, and I didn't have to pay them until after I sold them. And I was lucky enough to, it was right around the time the festival Skate and Surf Fest was becoming Bamboozle. And I had, down in Jersey, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to try to see if I can get set up a table or a booth there. And a couple of my friends' bands were playing. I'm like, nah, I'll give it a shot. Took some merchandise down there. The $400-$500 that it was basically the vendor fee to set up. And yeah, some of my friends like wore it like on stage during the show. And I'm not even saying like big bands, but kids saw other kids walking around the venue and they liked the designs. And I sold out of everything that day, and I made a few thousand bucks. And the next, before I knew it, 2 weeks later, I was learning how to build my own website and reordered more shirts.
Tell us about the line. What's your fashion philosophy? I'm not sure how else to phrase that, but you get the idea.
Phrase it better. Don't answer that question until Chris phrases that better.
No, fuck you. Fashion philosophy. What's your fashion philosophy?
What are you doing to my show?
Improving it.
Why am I here?
Malarkey.
Go ahead. I don't really have a fashion philosophy. I mean, I'm like the most, I don't know.
Is it kind of anti-fashion, maybe?
A little antsy-pantsy. No, it's like, I always put it this way, like Glamour Kills isn't even a fashion company. I mean, yeah, it sells t-shirts and jeans and stuff, but it's the culture, you know, and that's, at the end of the day, I think, you know, selling anything, whether it's music or designs or clothing or books, movies, it's all trend based, you know, and like, you know, there was a million vampire movies that came out in the last decade, you know, and zombie movies, you know, it's just the same thing for everything. But, you know, I like to, design wise, like just keep everything fun, I guess, and like inspirational, as far as like a lot of our shirts have quotes and different things on it that, you know, I think really relate to the Glamour Kills brand and, you know, the people who wear the brand.
You said it's about the culture. Well, how would Glamour Kills define the culture?
Punk rock, independent, free-spirited, weird kids.
Right on.
Excellent. And speaking of those free-spirited, weird kids, you have so many cool bands that are wearing your stuff. I mean, pretty much every pop-punk band in existence. The Somerset Mayday Parade, Hit the Lights, We Are the In Crowd, Forever the Sickest Kids. I mean, you're the real deal. Does this ever go to your head a little bit, or how do you keep it grounded?
I wouldn't say it goes to my head. I mean, I don't see, to me, it's I'm behind the scenes so much that I don't even.
Right.
You know, it's weird for me. And I think some of the most, you know, sometimes I'll get, I wouldn't say big head, but when I'm in the, like riding the subway or in a mall and, you know, I'm outside of a show or like, you know, music community event where, you know, I'll see a lot of GK shirts there, which is always so cool. But when you see like, you know, somebody in public wearing, like going to work, just chose to wear a Glamour Kill shirt and you just see them in the oddest of places, you're like, oh shit! People actually buy my clothes. Why? Why? What? You have a million options to spend your money. Why on earth would you ever give me any money for a design that I made?
You're a natural salesman, sir.
I wouldn't say I am.
Neither would I.
I'm an idea boy. I don't know.
Well, Eddie was listing off those bands, and I think that's a perfect segue because, of course, one of the sponsor bands is All Time Low.
Yeah, and All Time Low wears your merch. We're going that's to have an All Time Low signed Glamour Kill skateboard. I actually wish I could see this thing. I don't think you sent a picture of it. It sounds really cool. I don't know if you guys actually designed skateboards, actually.
Well, yeah,
it's like a mythical object at this point.
It really is.
It may or may not even exist. It exists, but I'm just rhetorically speaking.
There is one problem, though, with this list of bands you sponsor. I mean, I know we're not a band, but I don't see Eddie, Jason, and Chris on this list anywhere. That's a problem.
That.
I mean, we could all be wearing Glamour Kills right now to the show, and everybody listening could hear us wearing your clothes. It'd be great.
We could even sign the skateboard in very small print down low where nobody would notice, so we don't interfere with the aesthetics.
Sure.
Yeah, we won't detract from the value much.
So, I think you would add a little bit of value.
I don't believe you.
I don't think we would add anything to that.
All right.
You don't want keep us away from that.
We know us better than you do. We've never added value to anything in our lives.
Dang it.
But, well, this
that was
is
so sad. That's sad. You added value to this radio show, I think.
Don't talk down to me, Mark.
I'm not. I'm throwing compliments away. That's what I do.
Well, you're a good guy. You're very generous.
I'm a feel good guy. I like people to feel good.
Well, that's good. And that's
you're a drug dealer?
No, I'm a hand job specialist.
Oh. Yeah.
Can I say that?
You can say that. You throw specialist, you know, next to anything and you can say it.
Yeah.
It's an FCC rule.
I have naturally sweaty palms, so I figured this is just a natural line of work for me to get into.
Do your sweaty palms ever get in the way of you drawing your artwork?
They do, actually. Oh, okay. I'll generally like have an old t-shirt or something and I'm like, ugh, gotta smudge.
Well, that's very generous of you to give away the skateboard on the show.
Should we get to this contest?
We should get to this contest. Why don't we hit a song?
Yeah.
We need some contestants, though. What do we need? Just one, I think, right?
Yeah, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, let's just take one. Is that cool, Mark?
First person to call in.
First caller.
There we go. Yes. Speaking of the contest, here we are. We're live on the air. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. 1-888-99-ADOBE is a phone number. 1-888-994-3624. I don't know why that sound keeps happening, but the phones are off the hook. They're ringing off the hook right now because Marky from Glamour Kills, he was nice enough to give us a skateboard signed by All Time Low to give away. And Alicia's online calling from New York. How are you?
Good.
Are you ready to try to win the skateboard?
I'm so ready.
Hi, Felicia. It's Alicia, Mark.
It's Alicia. Right.
I just wanted to say that.
Mark's a little bit nervous to be talking to you.
Yes. He's not used, not used to talking to girls.
I am very not. It's okay. Very not.
Well, here we go, everybody.
Let's do this.
It's the game show of all game shows. It's win a Glamour Kills
skateboarder.
Skateboarder Tony Hawk, you can win him signed by All Time Low. Here we are. No, but it's a skateboard.
It's me dressed as Tony Hawk, and it's sad.
Tell us about the prize there, Marky. Tell us about it. What do we have here?
We have a verified Glamour Kill skateboard deck signed by none other than Ryan, Zach, Jack, and Alex.
Ah, yes.
Rock band all time low.
Alicia, how does this prize sound to you?
It sounds amazing.
Are you sure you want this?
I'm sure.
Because there are a lot of people calling in right now. The phones are ringing off
the
hook.
I'm sure.
Okay, so to win this prize, here's what you have to do. We're going to ask you a couple of trivia questions. Are we calling this emo trivia, Marky? What do you have prepared for us?
Yeah, it's emo trivia. It's a little bit of everything. There's three questions.
Okay.
They are going to get progressively harder in scale. Let's hope you can get them.
And you need to get all three. Okay. Are we saying that she needs to get all three of these correct?
I was thinking
two out of three. We'll let that one slide.
Two right answers.
And you
sure.
And you can't use Google.
Alicia, are you ready?
Are you ready, Alicia?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. All
right. What year did Glamour Kills start?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
2010.
Is that right? Do we have a correct answer? Oh.
I had no idea.
Sorry, Alicia. We have to let you go, but people keep trying. But thank you for trying, Alicia.
I thought we were doing a two out of three.
Okay, fine.
Wow.
I did say that. I'm just trying. Yeah. Sorry.
We all agreed. You're this close,
You're lucky. You're lucky.
I almost hung up on you.
You're lucky.
Eddie's a real, he's a hard ass.
Fine. If you get this.
I'm back.
But if you do get this next question wrong, we have to move on to the next contestant, unfortunately. So this is a tough one.
But thank you for listening.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
And we appreciate you listening.
Wish you luck.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't mess up.
I do. I'm not. I don't know if Eddie's in your corner, but that's okay.
Let's move on.
Okay, what's the next question?
All right.
You ready?
All Time Low first released this album on the record label Emerald Moon. What is the name of that album?
On Emerald Moon?
Yes.
The Three Things to Remember in Dealing with the End?
Is that your answer?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Marky?
You sounded pretty sure on that, but
No! Oh, Alicia,
I'm sorry.
Bye, Felicia.
Wait, what was it?
What was the answer?
The party scene.
Oh well, thank you for playing. Though. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, though.
Okay,
you were a fantastic contestant. Bye. And your consolation prize is tune into Adobe right now, and you get to enjoy the rest of the show.
Or not. We'll see how it goes. Anything can happen. Anything. It's live.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.
I should have specified LP more specific. I think I just said album.
Yeah.
But she did shout off an EP of theirs.
She was a good.
Which is old.
Yes, she did. And, she was a good contestant. A lot of people are still trying to get through, and if you want to try to get through, you still can right now. The phone number is 1-888-994-3624. It's 1-888-99-IDOBE. A lot of people are. In fact, our phone lines are pretty much jammed right now.
Good golly. You need to call Time Warner or whoever provides open more lines.
I know.
Send them all in.
Hey, Jim, open up some more lines. Yeah, Jim's working on it right now.
He just flipped you off.
Oh, come on, Jim.
Jim.
Jim's a little bit
forwarded to an automated voice message.
What is going on?
What is happening?
Okay. Jim, fuck.
Our phones are literally overheating right now. Like so many people are calling in that they're all being immediately switched over to our voicemail system.
And Jim's a little bit tied up right now in the gimp suit Eddie keeps him in.
Good man.
Yes.
Is he out of the closet, though? Like, not in the little cupboard?
Yeah, but he's hanging by his arms from the ceiling.
I'm going to have to call out.
Yes, the type of his toes. It's not a good system.
Since our phone lines are jammed, I'm going to call out right now to somebody who's trying to call us. So we're going to call them back right now and see what happens.
Hello?
Yes, it's Adobe Radio. You're live on the air. We understand you wanted to win a signed all-time low skateboard provided by Glamour Kills.
Yes, I did want to win a skateboard.
All right, you're on with Marky, and who are we talking to?
Gina.
Gina, where do you live exactly? This is a strange area code.
I live in New Jersey, actually.
Weird. All right, here we go.
Doesn't get weirder than New Jersey.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah, oh, no, it's okay. I fully understand. It's a pretty weird place.
You've heard it all your life, I'm sure.
All right. Yeah, no, don't worry.
It could be
not new to me.
Could be worse. You could be living in Delaware.
That's right.
Yeah, probably. That would be worse.
Or I live.
Well, Marky, are you ready with the next question? So here we go.
I am. I'm gonna repeat the first. Shoot.
Is the question.
All right.
That would be kind of funny if you repeated all the questions with every caller and see who.
That'd be terrible. I would feel really bad.
Now that I gave out the secret,
see, I don't
though.
Even know. Was it Alicia or Felicia? I'm so confused.
It was Alicia.
It was Alicia. Okay.
Yes.
I don't think the year was ever given out. The all-time low first album, I'm not asking that one. What? Okay.
Here we go.
Gina, you with me?
I'm still with you, yeah.
All right. Are you a big all-time low fan?
I am not a huge all-time low fan, actually. I'm trying to win this for my friend.
Okay, you're not even an all-time low fan.
Ooh.
No, they're cool guys, though.
Fair enough. I don't think we can disqualify her.
We can't police
her.
That.
She's a good friend.
A for effort.
Nice.
Sure.
Yeah, she doesn't mind talking on the phone. She's like, call this number, try to win me a skateboard, and then I did.
What's my favorite color?
Oh, man.
What's your favorite color?
Yep.
What's a good favorite color?
Tough question.
I'm gonna go with blue because that's my favorite color.
All right, fair enough. You win a T-shirt.
Oh yeah!
You win a T-shirt. You got one T-shirt.
There you go.
Oh
you,
my god! I need a T-shirt.
You won a T-shirt. Good for you.
What yeah.
Wasn't that only question two?
Yeah, but
I
think we're just trying to blow out some prizes now. You don't like this? Okay, fine.
We're changing the rules on the fly.
Fine, okay. Let's not do that. One more question. Fine. Yeah.
All right, one more question.
You have secured at least a T-shirt.
Yes. You gotta get this one, though, right? And you may have heard it already. What? What is All Time Low's first LP on Emerald Moon Records? What is the name of it?
What was the name? Emerald?
You can't repeat the question, please.
You can't repeat it.
No, you can't.
I can repeat, but
no,
you...
No, we can.
Oh, no, I didn't repeat.
You can't have help from
you
anybody.
You can repeat. But you said Emerald, right?
Emerald Moon Records released All Time Low's first full-length album. What is the name of that album?
The Party Scene?
You got it.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
Last question. Who produced that album?
Who produced the album? Why are you throwing that in?
Who produced the album?
Yes.
Paul Levitt?
Sure, you got it. All right.
What, really? She got it?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Did we tell her not to use Google?
Paul Levitt or Levitt?
Well, Gina, you win. Congratulations.
I win? Really?
Yeah.
That was it. I had to go off track a little there, but yeah.
Did she win just the shirt, or what did she win? Everything?
I still have two questions here that haven't been...
Okay.
Let's go to another caller if we got one.
Okay, yeah, we can get another caller in here. Let's hit a song here. We'll regroup just a little bit, and then we'll come back, and then we will give away the skateboard. And we have another
the
T-shirt.
Daddy prize.
Yeah, so if you want to win this all-time low signed skateboard...
She didn't win the skateboard. She answered 3 out of 4 questions.
But I just, like, made them up on the spot. They were easy.
She was cheating.
Nevertheless.
I'm suspicious she was cheating.
She kind of answered that sort of fast.
Yeah, there's a little...
I could hear someone talking in the background.
Yeah, she was
cheating.
Well,
she already said it was her friend.
We don't like cheaters.
Blue
is only kind of my favorite color.
yeah, the blue. Yes, what's my favorite color? For crying out loud.
And it's Robin's egg, to be specific.
These are Marky's questions.
This is my question.
This is Marky's game show. It's up to Marky, and it's his
okay,
prize.
Fair enough.
And
fair
his,
enough.
And his prize.
Yeah, Marky, your call, and send all angry letters to.
One more killer, and I've got one hard question for the skateboard.
Okay.
I gotta be wooed on the answers that I can't think there's any cheating going on here.
Yes.
I can't. Gina, not that I think there was, but I did hear some voices in the background and voices.
Yeah, you know, I'm on Skype with my friend. She's not actually, I haven't actually asked her any of the questions. I swear she hasn't, besides the first one that I was unclear about that we got wrong anyway.
Well,
I swear she hasn't actually answered any of these questions.
Okay. Well, Gina, we're still going to hook you up with the t-shirt. So
yeah,
you'll get that. So
some other cool
hang
stuff
on the line there, Gina, and we're gonna come back and we still need to give away this skateboard. So if anybody wants to win that, signed by All Time Low, provided by Glamour Kills, it's 1-888-99 Adobe. It's 1-888-994-3624. Okay, it's Eddie J. Chris Show. Here we are live on Adobe Radio. We have Marky from Glamour Kills and a skateboard signed by All Time Low, a Glamour Kills skateboard. Chris is holding up a. Jesus Christ, our phones are going nuts. So many people want to win this skateboard. Nobody can get through for some reason. I don't know what the hell. I've never seen this with the phones. Chris is holding up signs that say that this contest is a shit show. I'm well aware of that.
Slander!
I'm well aware
slander
of that because...
and defamation.
It's not a. It's an awesome prize. That
it
will
is
never
an awesome
change.
Prize.
Marky's awesome, but the phone lines blowing up is unprecedented. So many people are trying to get through. I don't know. We have Jim not doing anything, not working on this. But we do have Hannah on the line. She's the next contestant. Come on down.
Hi.
Hannah. How are you? Welcome.
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Hannah.
Hi.
Okay, you ready? This is going to be a hard trivia question. But if you
give
win
me
this...
a hard trivia question.
If you win this, yeah, right. It's going to be a good prize. You're going to really want to...
I'm going to give her one warm-up question real quick, and something tells me she'll get it, or maybe not.
But the real thing is, if she gets the hard question, she gets the skateboard, right?
Yes, correct, okay. Correct, without a doubt.
Okay.
What year was Glamour Kills founded?
I'm going to say 2005.
Oh, you did get it. You got it. No time to check. I don't think you got that one question right. That was it. Hannah, you are already in my heart.
There we go, Hannah.
You're already my favorite. I'm pulling for you.
Everybody's pulling for you.
We're rooting for you. Rooty tooty. Okay. The band Taking Back Sunday, are you familiar with them?
I love Taking Back Sunday.
I love them, too. One of my favorite bands. And growing up in New York, I got to see them a lot. A lot. Same thing with a few other Long Island bands. Now, little known fact is that...
brand new.
They have gone through a lot of member changes over the years, and there was an original guitar/bass/vocal player that is very well known today. Do you know who that person is and what his current and new band is called?
I don't.
Oh! Do you want to guess?
Oh.
Do you want to guess?
You could guess. There's... there's a little.
You're Googling. All right, Hannah. Thank you. Thank you for trying. We have to move on to the next contestant. I'm sorry. This is a
tough contest.
It's a big prize, but Hannah, we just shipped you some stuff this weekend, so you'll get some prizes anyways. So thank you for being on the show, Hannah.
Hannah, thanks as always.
Hannah, thank you. Thank you for getting the first question right.
Yes, thank you so much.
You made my heart smile.
Thank you for being an EJC VIP. Adobe.com/EJCVIP is our chat room.
And Hannah's in there. You can go say what's up to Hannah. All right, Hannah, we'll talk to you in there, all right?
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Okay, phone lines still going nuts here. People trying to get through. They're having a hard time getting through. Let's see. We're going to get another contestant on the line. Now I'm having to call out two contestants. So what a mess with these phones. It's Murphy's Law. Right when you need everything to work, it doesn't work for you. But it's okay. We're making it happen still. Are you ready for the next contestant here, Marky?
I am very... I was born ready.
Ugh.
Long time to take a poop break.
Hi, this is Jeanette. Leave me a message.
Jeanette. Well, oh, my Lord. Okay.
That didn't sound right.
We're going to have to get another contestant here. So if anybody wants to try to win this skateboard, we need to give this damn skateboard away.
Yeah.
And the phone line's not working. I mean, like,
this really is a mythical object because it's completely cursed, it would seem.
Guys, I'll take it.
Just give it to Jason.
That's fine. I'll take it.
Just give it to Jason.
Jason, it's yours.
Thanks, man.
I'm leaving. Bye, guys.
So here's what you're going to need to do now, because the phone lines are not working. So many
you
people
all
are
have disappointed, Marky.
So many people are trying to get through to win this the skateboard signed by All Time Low. Here, go to Twitter and DM EJC Show with your phone number if you want to try to win this. And then we will call you, and then we'll put you on, all right? So we need to give this skateboard away. So do that now.
I think Alicia, the first caller, is a little upset that she got that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is she upset?
She said that her answer was the correct answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What site? What's your source on that?
Twitter. She's messaging us saying, "How did I get that wrong?" And I don't know what to tell her.
You know what? She technically, I didn't necessarily say EP. She stated an EP.
Are we calling a reversal of our previous decision here?
Should we just give it to Alicia?
I think we should give it to Alicia.
I'd be okay with giving it to Alicia.
Alicia.
She's been, yes.
Alicia, call us.
Congratulations.
We'll get all of your info. Congratulations, Alicia.
But you have to call now.
Send her a message over Twitter, too.
Yeah, we'll get it.
We don't know if she's listening, but she won it either way, fair or square.
There we go. Yeah, she
congratulations. Sorry about the confusion. A lot going on.
Yeah. The phone line's going down on us. But hey, it was still a good contest. Marky from Glamour Kills, we appreciate you coming on the show and giving away this awesome prize. Very, very cool of you.
I do what I can. I'm very happy to be here and or be a part of the madness that is your show. I'm really really happy to be here. Well, like, really.
Don't lay this on our door, Marky.
I'm not leaving. I won't leave.
You're going to hang out the rest of the show? That's fine.
I'm just going to sit in the corner.
Yeah, just sit in the corner. That's totally cool.
Skype corner.
While we're talking about Glamour Kills, at least, real quick, what's coming up with Glamour Kills?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing, everybody. Nothing's happening.
No, we got a line coming out September 15th. And it's our first line in quite some time, and I'm pretty excited for it. And yeah, stay tuned.
There you go, everybody.
In a week.
This is going to be exciting. Okay. Adobe.com actually is also running a feature on Marky. You can check that out. I believe that goes up sometime this week. Don't quote me on that, but just look for it.
Yeah. Yes, this week, I think. Quote you on that.
Okay. How dare
you? And it doesn't come out this week, I will. Very angry.
You'll send me hate tweets like Alicia did.
Ugh. She bullied herself into getting that.
I think she won.
I think
she bullied herself into
what was rightfully her.
I think you're trying to screw her over, Marky.
I did not. No such thing.
We have this settled. It's done. No need to. Congratulations.
Well, I didn't finish drawing the band signatures on the deck yet, so. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You won the skateboard, but Marky may or may not spit on it.
Yeah.
And those are the brakes.
Yes. All
right. I'm like grinding down my stairwell right now with the board.
Oh, what a crazy game! What a crazy game!
I kid. All right, I'm glad you won though. Yes. She deserved it.
Yeah, she deserved it.
I think she totally did.
She got it fair and square. We don't normally reward bullies on the show. Just so you know, everybody listening, so don't try to bully us into other things. It's not gonna work.
Maybe Hannah was like, I need more. Give me more. I won last week. I'll win again.
Yes, she's a very passionate listener of the show. She wants everything we give away, I guess. And why not?
Yeah, I guess you give away good stuff, and I don't blame her.
Yeah, and the phones are still going crazy. See that thing that keeps going off? Those are our phones still going nuts.
I told her to call in. Do you know her number?
Who? Alicia?
Yeah.
We could figure that out. Should we just...
We'll track her down.
Yeah, we'll track her down.
All right.
Let's Eddie, Jason, and Chris show here live on Adobe Radio.
EJCShow.com.
Steady Jason and Chris, 1-888-99 IDOBI. I don't even have the phone number. The phone numbers are, the phone lines are fried.
Yeah,
because of that contest.
I haven't said this in a very long time, but don't call us. I'm not in the mood. Okay.
What about Skype, Chris? Can they Skype you, or do you not even want people to Skype?
I'll leave it in your hands, Eddie. As usual.
Well, EJC show on Skype. We would love for you to Skype there. Well, at least I would. I don't know about Chris. Jason, do you want anybody to
Skype Lord knows I don't do the show to make decisions or do work, so.
Right. That's just too much work to make decisions.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Only Skype in if you want to proclaim your love for Chris.
There you go. EJC show on Skype. You can also tweet us, EJC show. Lots of... Just what a crazy show. What a crazy,
crazy
show. All right, there we go. So, Chris, we get your news?
I think it's about that time.
Okay, let's get to...
Quick show.
Yeah. Well, just so
Flew
much
by.
Going on, right?
Flew by. That contest went a bit longer than I think we planned, but
yeah.
It's all good.
Oop. Hang on.
Okay. A Canadian boy who went to the doctor this summer ended up screaming in terror. You, jumped in a little bit. You might want to withdraw that. Ended up screaming in terror when a receptionist accidentally glued one of his eyes shut. His mother tells the CBC, "I thought I was going to faint," says Julia Favatsikos of her 3-year-old boy, Vincenzo, who goes by Vinny. "I was angry. I didn't know what to do. My son was screaming. He was trying to open his eye. It was very, very scary."
Sound like that when he's screaming?
Perhaps. Julia had figured it would be simple. On the 1st of July, she took Vincenzo.
I think we need the whole story.
Do we even want to know what it's about?
I don't know.
He apparently had cat scratch fever on his eyelid.
What?
That's, kind of crazy.
That's a real thing?
Cat scratch fever?
You didn't know that was a... Yeah.
I didn't know that was a real thing.
Yeah.
Cat scratch fever is a real thing?
Yeah.
What is it?
Cat scratches you and it's highly prone to infection because they're always stepping through their own, like...
feces?
Yeah. So...
Oh, wow.
If a cat scratches you or... No, I think it actually happens legitimately more when a cat gets bit. I don't know. My girlfriend's dad is a vet, but it's totally a real thing.
Really?
If a cat draws blood, you have to, like, wash that bitch out and keep an eye on it.
I always thought it was just Ted Nugent being an asshole as always.
Nope.
Did you know that was a real thing, Jason? Cat scratch fever?
No. I hate cats, so.
I do, too. Chris is assuming it's common knowledge, and I don't think anybody knows this but you.
Nobody in the world knows this but me.
Right.
Probably everybody who has owned a cat knows this. Or, 84-85% of them.
Nah, just Ted Nugent.
Let's move on.
And Chris.
Well, apparently if you want to convey something affectionate or romantic and you can't do it in person, it may be better to send an email than... to leave a voicemail. Report researchers at Indiana University Bloomington in the journal Computers and Human Behavior, after analyzing both the messages being sent and the physical state of those doing the sending, contrary to previous research and conventional wisdom suggesting that a voicemail message is more intimate than email, this study finds that, at least among the 72 college-age millennials analyzed, the act of writing produced in the sender far more emotional arousal and greater use of emotional language.
That's crazy.
The effect endures, too, since people tend to respond to messages using the same medium, thus the recipient may in turn experience similarly heightened emotions when replying.
We don't need the whole story, though.
Report specific you want standard.
To go to the...
These are very long reads tonight, and we have a very limited... There's not much in the news. You said there's not a lot.
These are not the typical news stories we have for the show because it's a holiday. So it's just like more than usual. But that's weird though. So they're saying that people would rather get
it's just like
email?
Writing a letter.
Really, that's more.
Well, for me, I think it gives you time to like sit back
and really think about what you want to say.
Yeah, a voicemail, it's on the spot. Yeah,
sure.
Tongue tied at best.
And, I wonder how that would.
And at worst, you end up saying something completely offensive.
I wonder how the voicemail would compare to face to face.
You panic and you mention her tits. It just is.
Yes,
it's a fact.
Would you rather?
But they're great. They're fantastic.
Talk to somebody face to face.
I don't like her just because of her tits.
Or would you rather send them an email?
Depends on the person. I've definitely had a lot of points in my life where I would have rather just communicated to everybody by email. I mean it, man.
Everybody? You just want to like? Why don't you email more?
Well, I mean,
okay,
I said at points.
I've had
points in my life.
Would you guys rather
not there right now?
Would you guys rather text, message, or email? If there's only one option,
well, it depends. Like, I'd rather text most of the time, but sometimes you end up writing that text that becomes five texts, and you didn't realize it was going to be so involved and convoluted.
Why can't you just call then?
I don't know.
I'd rather not do either.
Well, but if you only do the two. Because I've
do you really
time.
Want to call every time you're like on my way?
Usually when I'm
usually don't
be there
don't
in
say
five,
anything.
Be there in five. Did you say
just
it?
I'll be there in five? I just don't say anything.
And you just
I'm
get
just
there.
There.
And you just get there in five.
Like
you can't wait 5 minutes for me to be there.
Like
I'm outside. Where are you?
Or
I don't know.
No, I don't
since
know.
You have I don't
I
like
don't
the
do either.
When you're texting I don't like the limited characters, so I usually I have to,
but it's not like really limited, it just rolls them into
you have to but
multiple texts.
You can't, so when you're text messaging people you can't really like read any tone in people's texts, cuz I feel
yeah,
like
you can't drop sarcasm into a text. Well, you can't drop sarcasm into written language, period.
No, not really, but I think people they just assume there's tone in text messages, so they'll read something because it's short, and they'll think you're trying to be curt with them. But when you're just like trying to fit characters in, so it comes out a little shorter, and then I don't know. I'm self-conscious about that because I'll text something and be like, that doesn't look... It looks like I'm being a dick here, but I don't know how else to say this in 140 characters.
That's what I get every time I read a text from you. Wow, you're being a real dick.
Good. That's
maybe email me from now on.
Maybe I'll email you so I can be like, dear beloved Jason.
Why don't you
how are you today on this fine Monday?
Why don't you grow some balls and call us up and tell us that? Cell phone to cell phone.
You used to be really good at doing three-way calls. What happened to you?
I don't.
Eddie has no three-way skills whatsoever.
Yeah, I always thought always falls right flat on my face.
If you've used Adult Player, sorry to hear it. It's an Android porn app that takes a photo of you with the phone's front-facing camera.
What?
Shuts down the device and demands a $500 ransom. To fix the phone and delete the photo.
What? What's this app called?
This is Adult Player.
Adult?
Oh, Eddie's like, whoa,
shit.
Wait, which one?
Whoops. That's why his phone's not working.
So it takes a picture of you masturbating and then charges you ransom, basically? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, and it also locks down your phone. So it's a double whammy.
Wow. That really does suck.
Why is somebody saying bullshit in the background? Is that an old Jason audio?
I don't know. But that sucks.
What if you don't pay the ransom? What do they do?
Well, I'm assuming you don't get your phone back. Your face probably ends up on Google.
What? Of just your face?
I don't fucking know.
Like, how is that so bad? Like, oh, it has a picture of me looking at my phone.
Yeah, but if your dong is in there...
Well, I meant... Face and whatever, I don't know.
Face and dong.
Do you really have the phone up to here always, like right up to your face?
Well, I don't have it at my penis, so I don't know if I'd be embarrassed.
You don't ever hold it low?
Wait, and
pointing at my
dick
penis.
It, yeah. Just in case.
Yeah. Well. Huh. Chris, you better delete that. Do you have that?
Don't ever text me again.
You're the only Android user in here. Can you be honest? Do you have this?
No.
Why would you download an app for porn?
Yeah, that's so weird to me.
download an app for, that is weird. If you're going to download an app for porn, you kind of deserve to be held to get blackmailed like this.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
Yeah, not really. Because you can open up a browser. If you're not that smart, then you kind of deserve this kind of thing to happen to you.
It's still a bit harsh.
Yeah, really. That's what I say. I want these people out of society, Chris. One dong at a time. All of them. Get him out of here.
You're that self-righteous Ashley Madison guy who's a bit too much like, they got what's coming to him. Like, you're kind of overselling it. And, I don't know.
I feel
if
like
something like this happened to you. See, he's hitting the sound effect.
If something like this happened to me, then I probably deserved it if I was that careless and I didn't, if I was that clueless with technology to where I'm downloading porn apps.
So your cluelessness with technology
and what's
means
this app called?
That you deserve to have $500 blackmailed from you.
Yes.
Because you're not good with a phone.
Be a cautious consumer, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. This is how you
be a cautious consumer, but
this is consumer.
Say that they have it coming to them.
No, you do. This is how you learn. How else are you going to learn? If they don't, if these people...
You are going to be a terrible father never. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I think the Ashley Madison thing real quick. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but...
Yeah.
Did we ever talk about that?
That was an inside job. We did talk about that.
We did talk... So in case anybody doesn't know, AshleyMadison.com, the website where people go to cheat on their spouses. They create...
Massive hack.
Yeah, this hacked, and everybody's information is out there.
I think they leaked it on purpose, because now... They just put out a report last week that users were up.
What?
Yeah.
That makes zero sense.
People
didn't know about it.
Chris,
people who wanted to cheat on someone who were lazy didn't know about this.
Who were lazy.
But now this is all over the news. Like, oh shit, there was a website for that? Because I didn't know about it until it hit the news. Did you?
Ashley Madison? Yeah, I've heard of
it.
Yeah, they have commercials everywhere.
Stop
been around
on certain
show.
Sites of ill repute
on
Eddie and I may or may not
on your porn apps.
With.
All my porn apps advertise this thing.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. They also said that like
horny women in your area
out of the users, 25 million were men and 5 were women. So
yeah,
your chances of
no, but even more than that, like a huge percentage of that. 5 were just what's the expression?
Fucking around.
Zombie accounts or ghost accounts. They were fake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to make fake
accounts. They just
accounts.
Bait accounts that the Ashley Madison team
of hot chicks to lure guys in.
Yeah.
So they'll have like,
there were like no women on the site,
just,
essentially.
Just horny dudes all messaging bots, getting frustrated.
Awesome. So it's like Craigslist,
damn
but
it!
You had to pay for it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. A Toronto businessman who had been running for parliament with Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper's party made the wrong kind of splash and is out of the race after being caught on video urinating in a coffee cup.
Yeah.
So this is a Toronto politician? What's going on up there? You got the Rob Ford...
I mean, he can do whatever he wants, and he's still in office, and this guy pees in a coffee cup.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm out.
Sorry, guys, I peed in the coffee.
What the fuck?
But why would you, no matter how bad you hate your job and your coworkers, would you ever go as far as peeing in a coffee cup?
I
would never say never to it.
You would do it? If you really hated your boss or somebody you worked with, you would be the guy that pees in a coffee cup? Because I've seen this before, like on Fox, they used to have... You won't believe what was caught on tape or whatever the hell it was called.
I remember those shows.
Caught on video. You won't believe this.
Yeah.
And there's a guy I remember.
Remember that guy.
Yeah,
that's like seared in my head.
I know, me too. He was like peeing in the coffee cup and they caught him on
like
tape.
No, the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
was like a cook.
Right. And all
at a restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
and
that.
And it was all over Fox television, him peeing in that thing.
Mm.
So you'd be that guy possibly, Chris?
No. I said I can't say that would never happen. I'm not saying I'd be that guy.
So you can't say that would never happen. So what you're saying is a possibility that it could?
It's on the table.
Because to me, there's no possibility. I don't know if I could do it.
In
little gunshot.
500 billion lifetimes, you can't think of like some guy you work for in another dimension rapes you and you don't have enough spine to go to the police with it. You're not even going to take a tinkle in his coffee.
Okay.
What are you talking
which
about?
Dimension? I'm talking about Eddie getting raped by his boss.
Which dimension
is this?
In another
dimension.
In another dimension.
In the dimension where you get raped.
In another
where
dimension.
Where everything else is the same except for your traumatizing sexual
so
encounter.
So you have to put yourself into a different intergalactic dimension. Intergalactic dimension.
It's a hypothetical.
You have to split dimensions for this hypothetical to work. You're out. You can't split the dimensions.
Who's splitting dimensions?
You're saying you can't create dimensions.
He can't talk. He can't speak to himself
Who
about
said
himself
I created
in another dimension.
Dimension.
It's a different.
How can
me.
You rule out?
You can't
how
create
is it a
dimensions.
Different you.
You just can't.
It's a different Eddie in that other
you
dimension.
Think, you think that
well,
work?
Maybe it's this dimension.
You don't
and
even
getting,
know.
You're getting screwed in the future.
Do you think that would work in the court of law if you said, oh, sorry, in this dimension I didn't kill that
now
man.
Now we're reverting to a legal scenario? I'm just asking whether there's any situation where you would ever be so pissed that somebody... You're not stabbing them in the woods.
Not in
this
dimension.
In another dimension?
Not in this dimension. Maybe another dimension.
Which dimension are we talking about?
Yeah. Which one? Quasar 16? That's a dimension, right?
God, I hate you guys so much right now.
Which dimension?
Well, you,
so
you did it to yourself.
Much.
You did it to yourself.
Just trying to talk about the story.
And then you openly admitted that you possibly would pee in someone's coffee.
How could I rule it out?
I don't think that would ever cross my mind.
Would you do it, Jason? I don't know.
I don't think... See, right there, that sentence. I don't think... You can't say. You simply cannot
I was,
say that you
I was
would
about
never
to say
it.
Something else, but then Eddie asked me the question. He cut me off.
What's the difference what you were about to say? What you said is, I don't think I ever could. You're not ruling it out. That's all.
I ruled it out.
No, you said, I don't think I could.
I don't think I would ever even come up with an idea like that. That's what I was going to say, but thank you. In this dimension, just
you don't think you could ever come up with an idea like that.
Yeah, like
there it is again.
I'm so pissed off at this guy. That would never cross my mind, ever.
You don't think?
Jesus Christ!
Good Lord! He just doesn't think.
I'm saying
hit the music.
I'm not saying you're stabbing a guy. I would never murder somebody, but I'm not saying there's not a 1 in 500 million...
Oh my gosh, you better watch it.
1 in 500 million chance that I might pin somebody's coffee someday.
Murder's different, though.
It is different. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I would unequivocally say that would never, ever happen.
Really?
Yes.
Ever.
Yes, this
like
is what you're going to throw back at me?
Right, so you have a choice. It's either your life or his life. You wouldn't do anything.
I said murder. How was that not self-defense?
What if you hit somebody while driving?
First-degree murder, then. How about that?
You know, I'd probably murder somebody over peeing someone's coffee is what I'm thinking.
That's dark.
I'm just being honest, because in self-defense, I would definitely murder. However, I wouldn't pee in somebody's coffee if they
pissed
me
off. It's not murder in self-defense.
What is it?
It's murder.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
When you kill somebody, you what them?
You kill them.
Yeah, you answered your own question.
You murder them. I killed you dead.
Have you ever murdered anybody? I was in World War II. I murdered a whole bunch of people. Yo. That was my job.
Yeah.
It's like a hitman for Uncle Sam.
In this dimension.
In this dimension, or which dimension?
Which dimension?
The dimension where World War II was a real thing.
Oh, my. All right.
That got weird.
Well, there you go. This is another EJC show. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
You're welcome.
We hooked up. Big thanks to Barkey from Glamour Kills. Everybody check out their new line of clothing coming out later this month, glamourkills.com. Also, DraftKings. Use promo code EJC, DraftKings.com. You could win millions of dollars.
And you can play against us.
Yeah, we'll have details on that soon.
Yeah, we'll release that.
We'll figure that out here. But Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you also to Blacklist Royals.
Yes, Blacklist Royals. Thank you, Chris. Very cool dudes, by the way. They were cool. Also, the Joy Formidable for catching up with us at Riot Fest. We'll be back next week. Another new show. Thank you, everybody. Get our podcast at iTunes. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.